Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Madhivishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, so we're on in the Taittiriya Upanishad, section 20. Deva Pitrakarya Pyana Pramaditavyam. May it not be deviated from. This is a potential participle, right? Pramaditavyam. May it not be deviated from the duties. From those duties, the duties for the devas and the duties for the pitras. Then, matra devo bhava. Now, matra devaha bhava. Matra devaha is a bahuvrihi compound. The one, and it's a name, the person is called the matra devaha. The matra devaha is the one for whom the mother is deva, is Ishwara. The one for whom the mother, the matra, is deva, is Ishwara. The idea is that the mother should be treated as though a deva, as though Ishwara, with that respect, with that love, with that devotion. So bhava is the imperative, may you be. Right? Second person singular. May you be a matra devaha. One for whom the mother is deva, is the Lord. So with all of the respect and love and devotion that that bhava that you have for Ishwara, for the Lord, may you have that for your mother. Matra devo bhava. Then, pitra devo bhava. May you be a pitra devaha. May you be one for whom the father, the pitra, the father is the Lord. Everybody see it?
So it's not saying, may you treat your mother as a deva. It's saying, may you be the one for whom...
The mother is a deva. That's what it literally says.
How do they get the kids to do that?
It's in the culture.
It's in the culture. We won't go into that now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was just curious. Acharya devo bhava nether bahuvrihi. May you be one for whom the teacher is Ishwara, is the deva. Okay? And that's why I said, you see, that's why this has to be connected here. There are all these little kind of mistakes in the text. You just have to correct them. Same thing. Then, atithi devo bhava. May you be one for whom the guest is Ishwara. Now, in Swamiji's bhasha on this, he says, you know, and I think Shankara, I didn't read Shankara's bhasha this time, I just read Swamiji's. Swamiji says there's an order, first the mother, then the father, then the acharya, then the guest. Mm-hmm. It's an order of priority. So the mother gets the top billing here. Okay. This is beautiful, you know, this is all Shastra. This is all the Vedic Shastra for Antakarna Shuddhi. Okay? Beauty of mind. Then he says, Yani Anavadyani Karmani. So do you see the Sandhi there? Yani Anavadyani Karmani. Say Yani.
Yani.
Anavadyani.
Anavadyani.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Then Tani Sevitavyani.
Tani.
Do you see the Yani Tani? That's why we have to take these two together. Really, in most instances, the dandas, the sentence, they're not really ends of sentences necessarily, but they're chanting segments. Okay, so the whole sentence is Yani Anavadyani Karmani Tani Sevitavyani. Those karmas which Yani Karmani are Anavadyani. Means those karmas which are proper, righteous, dharmic. Those karmas which they're proper, righteous, dharmic, they are to be done. That's the idea for anavadyani. Avadyani means unrighteous or improper, inappropriate. So the karmas, so all of those words together give you a sense of anavadyani. So which karmas are appropriate, proper, righteous, dharmic? Tani, those, sevitavyani, those are to be practiced. Those are to be done. Save means, generally it means to serve, but it also means to do, to practice. But it has that sense, even though it means you can say to practice, when they say sevita jani, it has that sense of serving or of giving. You know. So those karmas, so tani, those, are sevita jani, potential participle, from sevita jani, those are to be practiced. Both potential participles, anavadhyani and sevitani, those karmas which are to be done, which are dharmic, which are proper, those karmas are to be practiced.
So there'll be a lot of potential participles in the Vedas because it's telling people.
That's right. In the first part of the Vedas, all potential, you should, or imperative.
Right.
This is to be done, that is to be done, this is to be done. You know, or please do this, please do that. Okay, so it says those karmas which are anavadhyani, dharmic, those are to be done. Okay? Then, no, itarani. Definitely not others. Any karmas that are not that, adharmic karmas, not those, not others. Okay? You could say not the others, but it means not the adharmic karmas.
Yeah, can I ask you? You said anavadhyani means the ones which are not appropriate?
Which are appropriate.
Oh, which are appropriate.
The avadhyani means adharmic, unavadhyani, not adharmic. So it's saying it in the negative way. No itarani, not others. Itara means others. Okay? The na'u, the u gives emphasis like Eva. No itarani, not the others. Then, yani asmakam, if I go to Cindy. Asmakagam, yani asmakam. Say.
Yani
asmakam. Sucharitani. Then, tani twaya upasyani.
Tani twaya upasyani.
Twaya long a, twaya upasyani. So yani, those which sucharitani, which good deeds, good actions. Su means the good. Charita just means the actions, activities. So which good actions, good activities of us, our. So those our activities which are good, you might say, our actions, our good actions. Those actions of ours which are good. Asmaka means our or of us. Yani means which. Sucharitani means good actions, good deeds. These are good karmas. Tani, those, toya, by you, upasyani, are to be practiced. Here, upasya has the sense, it's another potential of, when I do an upasana, it has that sense, means I worship it or I imagine it. But it also means to do or to practice. So here, but you have that sense of worship or respect or holding in your mind. But it means those good karmas are to be practiced by you, are to be followed by you. Okay. So those good deeds, so the teachers, the gurus are talking here. Those good karmas, those good actions of ours, those are to be followed, are to be practiced, twaya, by you, instrumental. Singular. No itarani, not the others. So even, see, this is also very beautiful. The acharya also can make errors or do things that are not appropriate. They're not, you know, they're not perfect beings in terms of all of their actions. So when you make a mistake, you're not supposed to follow that. So if they make an error or do something that it's wrong, you have to say, and then you don't you don't follow that one. Okay. It's very humble and very real. You know, that's the Mahabharata, Ramayana are like that too. It's they don't expect the human being to, whether even the Mahatmas, to be perfect incarnations where every breath, everything they do is absolutely perfect.
It seems like it requires a lot of training to be good here. Is that what's happening?
I think actually it's very reasonable. You know, you know what your dharmas are, you know what your duties are, and you do your best to follow them.
Yeah.
And you follow the example of your teachers when they're doing it right also. And when they're not, then you just say, well, on the human beings. That's how it is. Yeah. It's so sweet, you know. I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's realistic also, because then you don't have to think that in order for you to be a great Mahatma, that every single thing that you do is just perfect. Otherwise, you're, oh my God, I did that. It wasn't perfect. I'm not a Mahatma. I really don't know after all. That's not how it is.
Yeah, no self-judgment.
It's beautiful. No self-judgment, but a recognition, you know, that when you do something that's a problem, you improve it. You change it. You change the action or even the thinking and all of that when it's not accepting that supports your shanti. That's a good way to think of it. Mm-hmm. Then you want to reevaluate. Mm-hmm. Because your actions should support the shanti of the mind. And if they don't, there's something going on there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if you get a cold or something, or you start sneezing, you know that there's something wrong with the body. So you have to take care of it. If you feel like a stomach ache, oh, there's something wrong, it kind of points. Well, when your mind's hurting or upset, there's, oh, you know, there's something to look into there. So that's a nice thing. Okay, so let's chant it. Om Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Om Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrakarya Bhyan. 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 Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Na pramaditavyam, na pramaditavyam, na pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrakarya Bhyana Pramaditavyam. Matra Devo Pava. 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 Pitra Devo Pava. Pitra Devo Pava. Pitra Devo Pava. Pitra Devo Pava. Acharya Devo Pava. Acharya Devo Pava. Acharya Devo Pava. Acharya Devo Pava. Atithi 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 Devo Pava. Yanyana Vadyani Karmani. 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 Tani Sevitavyani. Tani Sevitavyani. Tani Sevitavyani. Tani Sevitavyani. No Itarani. No Itarani. No Itarani. No Itarani. Yanyasmakadum Sicharitani. Yanyasmakadum Sicharitani. I make this mistake. It's that cha is short. Sucharitani. 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 Yanyasmakadum Sucharitani. Yanyasmakadum Sucharitani. Yanyasmakadum Sucharitani. Yanyasmakadum Sucharitani. Tani Tuyo Pasyani.
Tani Tuyo Pasyani.
Tani Tuyo Pasyani.
Tani Tuyo Pasyani.
No Itarani.
No Itarani.
No Itarani.
no itarani.
Okay. We'll work on this next week too.
And I'm sure that no it
is not others.
Not others.
Not the others.
Not the others.
It means
not the others, yeah.
Those good actions of ours, those should be practiced by you. Not the other ones. Okay, good. Let's take a little break and go to approach on the booty.